sort of a hashlama, for we didn't get a chance to talk about in the last parak. And as you see, if you see today's Mayim HaKamos, that'll be comprised the first part. And then the second part, as you see, is the Mayim HaKamos of Hashem for the beginning of the next parak, which is a very major sugya, which will take you a while to get through until we finish it. Using my paper lock here, but alright, we'll look. What do I do with that? Okay. Okay. First, I have to say I owe you something already for a long time. I didn't know where it was, so I didn't mention it. And I was going through my notes yesterday. I found it! Eureka! From 10 years ago. It goes back to the original sugya. The first sugya we learned about Eirech Hasim, Eirech Hasim. There's one piece which I feel very bad. I really want that, but I couldn't find it. And yesterday I found it. It's a ritva. I don't see any ritvas in the room right now. It's a ritva, which is, the ritva is what they call Chiddush Rabbeinu of Crestus. That was printed in the original ritvas. Yeah, if you know, Chelek Aleph. If you don't mind, that's why I'll be able to read it to you inside. You may recall when we learned the sugya of the Ramban Shita, and there's Eirech Hasim, Eirech Mesira, and it's just the two separate tracks. So the most radical formulation of that two separate tracks would be as follows. This is the radical. We know according to Rabbi Meir himself, Eirech Hasim Akarsi, so you find the get in the Ashba, and you give it to him, it's good. So if you read the most radicalized formulation of Af Eirech Mesira Karsi, the two completely separate total tracks would be, thank you very much, if you had a situation of Eirech Hasima, which work in lieu of Eirech Mesira according to the Rif, and assuming to the extreme are two completely different tracks, but just as way as according to Rabbi Meir himself, if you have Eirech Hasima Lishma, you don't need Ksiva Lishma, Afila Matzah Ba'ash B'Kosha, so too Lididan, even the Halacha L'Maisa, according to Rabbi Lazar, if you have Af Eirech Mesira Karsi, what should emerge is that you should be able to take the get out of the garbage and use it. Unbelievable. So I kept telling you that such a sheet should exist, but I haven't found it. That's how I phrased it last time we learned it. I can't find this sheet. It should exist in theory. The radical formulation, though, when it says they're two totally separate tracks, what I mean totally, that even Kula Locha, you should be able to get from the garbage, nor that it Hasima. Huh? But they don't talk about it. Here it is. I looked at my notes. I found it 10 years ago. No, I don't think it could still survive.
Why? Right. So what would the Shita say?
In other words, why did Mesir Lishma? Just use the Chasim Lishma should be enough. Maybe it was a get belief chasima. Give it teretz. Let me first read the punch bar. Look at this, amazing. For those who have the new ritvas is on the bottom of column chav dalad, the last two lines. Rabbeinu kosta v'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Alevi ben Ochav shel Rabbeinu Neru. Now we have to assume this is a nephew of Rabbeinu Neru. We think this means the ra'ah, because the ra'ah always has these sheetas that are, you know, unusual, okay? And this, although it's not the really that we thought, that's why I think it's the Ritva, he keeps calling the Ra'ah. Ra'ah had a brother, Rabbeinu Pinchas Alevi, he quotes things that are even more radical than his own sheetas. Now he has a nephew, he's even more radical, you know how it is, because the generations get more radical. The Ra'ah, who is radical enough, is still in the mainstream. Rabbeinu Pinchas is even more, and I'm guessing it's his son, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, is even more. Look what he says. It's called Rabbi Lazar. E Rabbi Lazar, Ksiva Boy, Kloma, Kshemagarish Beda Mesira, Ukshemagarish Beda Chasima, Pshitale, the Chasima Boy, Ksiva Lo Boy, Midrab Meir, the Lekatana the Boy Tret Ksiva Vichasima. This is an amazing, amazing thing. Unbelievable, then. The footnote already points this out. 258. That is pretty amazing. But doesn't say that this is a shita yechidah. But I'm pretty sure it is a shita yechidah. But the truth is, this is the radical, but logical extension of this two-track theory. So it's here. I apologize. I should have told you this a long time ago. I didn't know where it was. It's the very bottom of column Chav Dalad, the last two lines. Gilman Beis. I'm sorry. Gilman Beis. I apologize. Okay, Gilman Beis. Okay, what will he do with Pei Vav? I don't see it being discussed here directly, but I'm sure it's going to be Teretz. The Kotzer could either be the Kotzer, it could be the Kotzer. Take your choice. It makes so much sense. And I was looking for this. I had the litmus test of what I call the radical formulation. I finally found it in my notes yesterday, looking through something else. Okay, that's off. Bayes, to talk about some of the things which we didn't get a chance to talk about until now. We mentioned, again, we're trying to talk a little bit halacha l'maisa about the sugyas which we spoke about at the end of the sixth parak. One of the idea of harshah. So I brought with me some harshah. Talmidim should see what harshah. I don't know if I've showed you this before. I don't think so. I brought you many forms, but harshah, I don't think I've sent along. And just to save time, I'm going to pass it around two harshahs. One is fairly bigger print. One is tiny print. This is called harshah rishona, as it says inside. This has no title, but it's really what we call harshah shniya. I'm just describing them both to you, but we'll pass them around as we go. You see, this is what's used, lemaisi. Okay. We already pointed out that although the Rosh says in the very beginning of the Masechta, if you have a shliach l'alocha, that says b'fonenechta, there's no need for harshah. But nonetheless, the minig has to use a harshah. That's a minig. You mentioned the Chazon Ish, it's maybe Mikir Adin now, because now you don't want the name, you don't want the place where the chasm, where the Baal comes from, so it could be that you don't say Gidol Machiach Alon, that is Mikir Adin. But yes or no, the minig, universal minig of the Shlich Alon comes with a harshah. What's the reason for it? For the Shulchan Aruch, although it doesn't really require a harshah, this is in the Ma'am Akomus, from who knows when, that it says you don't want to have a harshah, because the sugi we're supposed to learn, which you never really got to learn too much, on that Chav Tes. That was the Ma'am Akomus, if you recall. You probably saw this Gemara. We didn't discuss it enough. Chav Tes is going to be a sort of a swing leading us between the sixth parak and the seventh. On that Chav Tes, the Mishnah says, on the Amun Aleph, Hamevi get there to throw a cholam, or is a Mishalcho b'yarache. Okay? This is Chav Tes Amun Aleph. If you got sick, so you can send it with somebody else. What if you didn't get sick? No. Because if you didn't get sick, so then maybe he didn't really want you to do it. Maybe there's a kapeda, maybe it is to that. So the point of the harshah is written explicitly in the harshah that even if you don't get sick, even if you don't have an onus, you can still give it to a second shaliach in order to give you the opportunity to keep all the options open, as we call it in America today. Keep all the options open. So we put it in the document that you can has the right to do that. You'll see it in the document as it passes around that you can do it. And I'll tell you a secret. The Beis Shmuel said if you didn't write it in, you can still do it. How so? Well, look, since you don't really need a document, the document is extra. We have it found in the Gemara. Right? I put something extra. It must be to teach you something. What he means to teach you is the other right to point the second sheet, even though it doesn't even say the farish in the piece of paper. This is what the Beis Shmuel says. Of course, the Chazon Ish wouldn't be so, because he says he holds the Harshah's Medina. That's why it says, today everybody writes in the Harshah the opportunity to give a second shift. The Beis Shmuel, this is in Sif Lamed. Kufa Mal Sif Lamed has a Nusach HaRashah. I'll give it to you in a brief. This we saw a long time ago, but I hope that the Shulta Giborin, in the beginning of the sixth parak, has a Nusach HaRashah, which is comparable to what you have in front of you, not exactly the same. See you soon. And the Beis Shmuel Mem Aleph is the one who says that even if you didn't write it, it doesn't matter. In fact, you wrote a HaRashah. If you write explicitly about a second shtir, it doesn't make a difference. Here, if you look on the Shulta Gimon page, Chav Chesem, and Alvus, and the Ma'am HaKamer, a long time ago, at the beginning of the parak, gives a Nusra of HaRashah, talking about a Shliach LaHolacha, Shliach LaKabbalah. This is the famous Rabbeinu Peretz, because it's so hard to make HaRashah, because it shouldn't make a Shliach LaKabbalah. That's what it says. Okay? The very bottom of the Shulta Gibran, page Chav Chesem and Aleph. Let's see. It
It's the last three narrow lines. Okay. Vishnat kach v'kach kan nasa b'mosef klasa havena, which was sitting the three of us together. B'ploni b'chud, the last narrow line. V'gir shish d'plonis l'ichtu l'shem b'kom m'kem v'shen amedah shom l'kabu gita mibala. This is the ma'isa bezdin. This is the ma'isa bezdin. Oh, sorry. Shlich Kabbalah is at the very beginning of Sivkot and Gimel. Open up, please. So Shulta Gibran, page Chav Chesam and Aleph, Os Gimel, he gives a nusach of Shlich of Shlich of Kabbalah's Shtar Shah. Zikron Edus, Mashayah B'fonenu, Eich Moras Plonis V'chulei, Mintza B'fonenu is Ploni V'chulei, Liel Shlich L'Kabbal Gita Miyad Ploni V'chulei, Te Yod, Yodcha Ki Yodi V'chulei, V'tizkali Bo V'tkableli Miyad Shagia Aget L'Yodeich, Yodcha, Eya Megureshes Mimenu Muteras Acholodam, Umashinatza b'fonein v'chulei v'kol shor v'kayim v'yachta b'mushnayim edim k'sherim. You have to have two edim k'sherim. V'tzorach shiyu b'nei odom v'yiduam v'shechaytia chasimosim nikeres b'mlocha manasina. That's the problem. You have to have people whose signatures are famous and are known in a different place. Tam yikayimu behenpik tzorach shiyitia chasimos v'yidayon nikeres v'yiduas b'nei mlocha manasina. Because otherwise, as we said already before, who are these dayonim? I never heard of these dayonim before. That's what it says over here in the Shulchan Gibarim, and for the very last line he says, because it's so hard to do this, the minhag is not to use the Shliach LeKabbalah at all. That's not the last line of the page. We don't do it at all, and we'll see soon that it usually isn't done. If you look at the nusach which we have in the Bezdin of America that I passed around, it's more or less taken from a combination of different sources. One is the tour, one is the Shulchan Aruch itself, and then we have one slight addition which I'll describe to you. The Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay, Sif Lamed. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch should look it up, please. Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Lamed. I'll just read you the punchline, because he Mechaba adds something in the Beis Yosef that the tour does not have, and that's what he emphasizes. In other words, the Torah Eben has the basic nusach, and I'm appointing him to be blah 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 blah. And you have to add. The Fonenu Edim Chasume Mata Masar Ploni Ben Ploni Get Creases Beyond Ploni Ben Ploni Lalichal Ishta Plonis Bas Ploni Vidnosa Biyada The Kachama Ben Fonenu Ploni Ben Ploni Habal Ishlucha Ploni Ben Ploni Holech Gets Alishti Plonis Bas Plonis Bechamach Mashutim Tzena. We're saying also biyada. Listen carefully. O biyad shlucha, o biyad shliach shlucha. What's wrong with this picture? Mili, you can't give shliach shlucha. So the Pesach Tshuva has to see this. It's a typo. It's a typo. It's a mistaken print. Could be all the more how you can do it. Could be. The Pesach Tshuva chafes is a mistaken print. I must tell you, anyone have the nusach which you're passing around? Who has it not right now? Is it anything about shlucha or shluach shlucha? I think it's not there. The reason it's not there, because we said before, our meaning is not to use a shliach l'kabbalah. So it become critical for our future discussions. You see, that nusach that we have from Bezdin of America, it doesn't say liat shlucha or shluach shlucha. It just says liyado. Correct? You have it? Which one do you have, Yehuda? Harsha Rishona? Hash shlucha shlucha shlucha? I don't think so. Left out those words. We don't do it anymore. That's going to be very important in a few moments. Keep that in mind. Very important. So that we leave out. Then we have. V'tiyad yodcha ki yodi, yopicha ki pi, v'divrucha ki diburi, v'asiyosa ki asiyosi, v'nos neni l'cha reshus asam shliach, 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 ad mea shluchim, afilu b'la'onis, v'techev she'agia getzel liad ishti aniskeres, liad shlucha, liad shluch shlucha, miyodcha, miyad shlucha, Shluchacha, miyad shluch shluchacha, te megureshes mimenu muteres l'chalodom. V'nosim b'cha reshus t'man ha-shliach, v'shliach, shliach, ad-meyav, afilu b'lo'ones, ad she'gig et liyodah, v'techa she'gig et liyodah, yishli ha-niskeres, ol yad shluchah, shluch shluchah, miyodcha, miyad shluchah, shluchah, te megureshes mimenu muteres l'chalodom. This is all the verbiage that's found in our text. More or less correct? Not shliach shluchah, it's his shliach. That one has up until 99, correct? Right, up until 99, Yehuda. The Shliach Sheni, up until 90, you see, up until Tisha V'Tisha, you'll see it, look carefully.
Because if the first is up to 100, the second is up to 99. It's the Shliach Sheni. We'll get to that later. Oh. But we add one line, and which is not found in Shulchan Aruch. Well, the line, did you catch it? The verse, you tamidim, shikar, did you catch which line is in the Bezdin of America? I showed you not found in Shulchan Aruch. I wrote it down. One line. The line is, you say, after Shliach, quote, Bachariqach in your stead, Vafilu Shalom Bafana, you can appoint the Shinat in his presence, Vafilu Ayadea Beidoa, you can even appoint it through the mail. That's found only in this text, it's not found in the original Shulchan Aruch. Was there a pony express in the time of the of Rabbi Yosef Karo? Beidoa? Probably. The more sense about a Beidoa to some extent. The mail was a, maybe like today, but they had, they didn't have FedEx, but they had certain kinds of rudimentary mail systems. For some reason it wasn't there, but it is found in our text. Now, can you in fact appoint a Shliach Lalocha Shalom Bafana? Does it work? Now, like everyone turns, please, this is the beginning of the new Ma'amakom. You haven't seen him yet, but okay, you'll see him afterwards. Rosh Perek Beis Simin Chov Zayin. Let's turn there first to be our opening new Ma'amakom. Okay, we'll be back to Chav Tes soon, I hope. Perek Beis Simin Chov Zayin. Doesn't make sense. Here we go. Perek Beis Simin Chov Zayin. We'll start with Divrei Tema. What's the Divrei Tema? It starts with a kasha. He quotes some Gaonim and say certain things. And they seem to say that if I can't mail a get to a shliach. But Divrei Tema, hey, Devada, you want to see the place? It's Perek Beis Simin Chov Zayin. It's the fifth from the last wide line, middle of the line. The Divrei Tema, hey, Devada, Yemosa, Abal, it's over Kachav Mishliach. You can't tell the shliach, John, please appoint Chaim as a shliach. That would be ridiculous. The guy made up our creases. Aval hocha, kevin lo osa v'kachavim ela maise kof v'yama. We had this phrase before. He's a monkey. It's not a put down. He's just saying that he's doing something like a monkey. Monkey see, monkey do. A monkey can give the get from me, from the Baal, to the shliach lo locha. Umina abal b'ksava asa yisrael shavel samokom shliach. Love the apostle again. Okay, no, I give Ashkenaz of a tzorvah to be a dear rabbi in a time. Lishloa get the kiddushinai the ovik achavim and mamadav iksava yisrael shavos and welcome shaliach. Send in the mail. I'm a goyish mailman and no problem. This is a very important halacha. That's the sound over here in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the basis of the Beit Doa, which is found in the Harshah that we use. Maisakov, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Lam and Gimel. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Amal Lam and Gimel says, well, no, doesn't make sense. Lamed Hay, excuse me. Lamed Hay. Hashaleach get the akusi sheitnu l'mfloni umina abal b'ksav alosa ploni shliach l'mich get the ishtot kosher and shakusi and osa l'maisa kof b'yalma. So there are no yesh cholkin who svir lehud lein lasa shliach l'holocha ayde ksav at get ayde ksav gam lo reisi noagim ken. All of a sudden Ramon starts worrying about this. What's he worried about? Is he worried about this shita of the Gaonim? The Divrei Tema? Is that true? It's hard to believe. It's the very tame of the Rosh says. So the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkot Lamed Hay, let's look at, it's on the Ma'am Makomas, but it's, maybe it's on the new ones. Sifkot Lamed, yeah, it's on the new ones. Lamed Hay has a lengthy discussion, very long. This is what I once spoke to Ellie about last week. The Piskei Tshuva says, well, maybe we should worry about the fact that, well, this is what he's really worried about. Ksiva Lav Kedibu. So if you appoint the shliach l'olocha b'ksiva, it's not a proper appointment. Don't do it being a god. No god. I can have a Jewish mailman. I can give it to myself. I can give his appointment b'ksav, my own. I give the letter my hand to his. Would still potentially be no good because ksiva lav kedibur, as we have with respect to minui hasofer. But if you appoint the shliach b'al peh shalom b'fanav, and you just notify him b'ksav, it should certainly be good. Should certainly be good. Should be no problem. Should be no problem. That's what he suggests. But now what about the Gaon Shita? So what's the Pisach Tshuva? What about Eli's problem? Kligita Magabe Karka. That's what I want to read. The Pisach Tshuva Lamanei talks about this. Kligita Magabe Karka. I put it in the mail. And by the mail, it got to the Shliach. What's going on with that? That's ridiculous, thank you. That's ridiculous, he says. That's not a problem at all. Because that's only Kligita Magabe Karka when it's finally given from the man to the wife, or from the Shliach to the wife, or from him to his Shliach to her Shliach. That has to be a Gemais and Messina. But to give it, the husband takes the get and gives the Shliach, puts it on the table, here, take it, and give it to the wife, that's going to be a Tligita, that's ridiculous. No one holds that way. I'm Mealy? No, Mealy. What kind of Mealy? It's not Mealy at all. Why? Because the Baal gave it to the first Shliach, gave it to the second Shliach. You don't have to give it to him in the hand. You have to give him the get in the hand and put it on the floor, on the table, pick it up. I thought I gave him something. So therefore, all the problems are really no problems. They're really no problems. We have a following situation. What do you do in this following case? This is where you probably wonder, what's all this long document, this tiny print, what's all about? Here's the following case. We're only mailing something, Rabbi Osai. No one's going to make the trip from place A to place B. Right? I think I told you last week about Moshe's tshuva. So from Houston, Texas, sent the tshuva to Luban, Russia, in 1929. No one made the trip. So how do you do it? How do you do it? So what's the answer? In Houston, Texas, they made Reuven a shliach. The Baal made Reuven a shliach. Reuven sat in front of the Bezdin in Houston, Texas, the august Bezdin of Houston, Texas, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Right, you have to say that. Right, that's the first mission of Beis. Said it. Then Reuven made Shimon, who lives in Luban, Russia, a shliach. Shliach Sheni, it's called. Right, because Reuven shliach Rishon said the funny nechtav. Shimon shliach Sheni. And what does Shimon have to say? Four magic words: shliach bez din ani. We saw that in the test. That's all he has to say. That's what's called. That requires a hashar shniyah. This is hashar shniyah when the first shliach is making the second shliach. That's why it's so long. There's so much verbiage in here. It's unbelievable. I'll be kid to give it to you what it says over here. That on this day, and this in New York, and this someone came and he had get Shosholach Habal the Garish Shishto. And we have a tikkun that he came with a Harsham of Kuyemis. Okay, that the Baal made him a shliach. Okay? And he made him a shliach to give even up to 99 shluchim, because it's originally started with 100, so he's giving now a shliach shein up to 99 shluchim to make, etc., and he can send it through the mail. That's what it says beferish. Good. Now, how do you know that the get that's sent in the mail is the proper get? Maybe it's a forgery. Maybe it's a mistaken get. How do you know it's the right one? From the bottom, you may have noticed they have certain specific simonim. The first letter in the second, fifth, and eighth line are A, B, and C. And the last letters of the third, sixth, and ninth line are D, E, and F. And they're three holes, teeny holes, like an upside down segol, on top of the letter blank of Tevas Meos. You know what Meos is? Did you ever get in front of you, so I gave you a long time? Shva Meos, the B.S. Olam. That's based on the first line. There's room to put a little simon, but there could be any one of four. You have to have the mem, the aleph, the vav, the tav. It's an extra additional simon. That's the basically. So you have a simonim on the get, we know it's the right get, and then it's given over. This is how traditionally, when you want to send a get, and you don't want no one's going to make the trip from place A to place B, from the husband's town.
I'm just talking about the chair. But your sister called it, she doesn't want to call it the Kriya Shkar.
Oh, she doesn't want to Chicago, right? Okay, good. I'll try to call. Thank you.
I don't know what it is, but okay. She called me at home.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. No, 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 no. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. So we have this situation where you send the shliach sheni, right? This is how it's done. When no one's making the trip, this lechora is the only lechora. Is the only way to do it. Look, Ara. It's the only way to do it. Fine. Shliach Beznani, see, it's a little bit tricky. If he'd be in the original Bezdin, and in here this originally before I nechtam would be good. He doesn't say that. That would be a lie. This is sent to the Shliach Sheni. When the Shliach Sheni walks into the Bezdin in Luban, Russia, he doesn't say, I heard the Fana Dechim. He didn't. He never was in Houston, Texas in his whole life. How does that work? Shouldn't we say that you have to actually hear the words Fana Nechtam when you're a Shliach Bezdin? If you look at Simon Kuf Mem Beis Sif Yud. Okay? So this is as follows. Shabolas al shliach acher itself she befanav alam bebezin hare ploni shluchi afila shalav befanav. As we saw, Ramon v'yesh om lo mahani shom shliach beznani me'acha shlo shama shal shliach om befanav nechta befanav nechta ala tzarech shiolo harsha o shi iskayim aget b'chol sama. Oh, so in other words, since we have to avoid the since you can't just say shliach beznani verbally. The Mishnah says it verbally, it's been enough. But here it doesn't work. Because since he didn't hear, he has to have the Harshah. And in the Harshah it says, right, that Befanenechtam was said. Okay? It's somewhere in the small print. Here we see. Such a long document. The gets ever fun and nechta befun and nechta. That's quoted over here. That's what it says. Okay, so that's written in the page for itself. That's what you have to do. All right. Where's it come from? Ahagos Ashri, right over here in the same rush. Right, we open to. Ahagos Ashri, the old matzasi. Give you this whole gizmo. The old matzasi, the second line, the second column, the same page in Ahagos Ashri. See that? Because of Omer Ani, she be mokum she bez near to last a shliach shalem shal a get shabol yod a yede shliach shalem she be fnei be fana nechta be fana nechta she yicholim bez in the shach like they over kachovim ki I gavna they shliach kosher we get nenu la ve yom a shliach bez in anive kosher. What we do is exactly what's printed over here in the Hagos Ashri in Perek Beis Simchav Zayim on the top, the second half of the Hagos on the top of the second column. That's what it says. Now, fine. Let's go on. What happens? So the shliach, in general, a shliach gives a get, shliach halacha, goes to a different town, gives a get to the wife. How does he know she's the wife? How does he know that she's the wife? This is what he's saying.
I understand. But does he say they need a second
hasha? Absolutely. You don't need a first hasha. Because the first... Right. So in theory, if the Shliach Bezin would say, I need Shliach Bezin, I need, and in my presence, the first shliach before the nechtam, we need any papers. The man says, oh, Mika, I didn't. Don't need any papers. The only reason he needs papers, because since he didn't, the Shliach Rishon is being pointed from 1,000 miles away, is appointing the Shliach Sheni. But Shliach Sheni has no way of knowing where the Befanenechta Venechta was said. How's he going to know? He only knows where the Shah Hashem Mekuyemis. Otherwise, he loses the Befanenechta and the Befanenechta link.
What does the second
Hashem
do?
It says that it's signed by a Bezin. You know, I have a Tainah that is documented, by the way. I don't know if anyone knows my Tainah. My Tainah's document is there's too much of a gap between the document and the Chesimus. Ever done Hilchot Shtaros? Not supposed to be more than one line. Looks to me there's at least two lines, at least, between the last line of the Shtar HaShah and Num. Yeah, you're afraid. Right. Right. And I also owe you $1 million. Or something like that. Over here, it's perfect. It's not even a single line. Num. Right after Mamish, it's exactly the same. Nothing. That's the way it should be. Here, two lines. This is, I don't know what to do with that.
That's like printed.
That's what you have to write that in. Alright. So the word process today, you get exactly the same for typer. And I don't, not so simple. Kitza, it's not right. They should really fix up their act. Anyway, just imagine, Rabosai, a husband appoints a shliach lo'olacha, and the shliach lo'olacha comes to the bezdin, and he's ready to give it to the wife, right? How does he know she's the wife? Who says she's the wife? Goes back to our old hakara issue. Who says that she's the wife? Maybe she's not the wife.
How do you know? How do you know? So the Rambam, again, in the Sif Lamed Vav, in Simon Kuf Ram Aleph, said, you know how he knows? Two ways of telling. Two ways. This is the Rambam's Kuf Ram Aleph, Sif Lamed Vav. Hasholeach get liishto, ve'ein hasholeach makira, yitnenu la pishnayim, shezos ishto. Two Aiden. Two Aiden. Two Aiden.
Two Aiden.
And if he recognizes him himself.
There's no problem. Why two Aiden? Where's two Aiden come from? So, you take a look over here on in the Rush, Paragimel, Simon Test. Just turn one page in the Rush. This is the Agamah Chav Test, which we just spoke about. How Gavra, the Shadr, the Gitan, the Visu, Amale Shliach, Lo Yadana, I don't know who she is. Amalei zil yaved ni'aleila abba bar men yume. Remember, ena benino, remember that? Abba bar men yume, it's Baruch Hashem, it's spelled out. Abba bar men yume, look, Simon Test. So who yad olo? V'leizel v'leitz v'ni olo. Says the Ramo, says the Rosh. V'adin nami im hoyu sham eidin she yodim she ishto. Hayyach olom olo at osam eidin yom olo chashi ishto v'apiyam tidin lo get. The Lashon of the Rosh is eidin. Now, big question, what are Aidin? We already spent so much time in the Sukkot HaKara. What do we say? What's enough for both? The Rosh himself says, what's enough? Eid Echad, Kara, Puzzle. Why suddenly need Aidin? Why? Because the Tosfos, the Gemara, which is Gemara's going on, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Interesting Gemara. Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. On Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this. It says in the Mishnah, "Hakol k'sheir l'hobiyas aget chutz v'cheire shote v'katan v'suma." What's wrong with suma? The other is a labanei dea. Over k'chom labanei hetera. He's out of the parish of marriage. Ela suma mylo. First wide line. Amar v'sheishes v'she'eni yodea mi not lo u'limi nos no. Because the suma can be, he doesn't know who's he taking it from. Who's giving it to? Master, what are you talking about? Suma has a way of knowing. If Suma is mutter b'yishto, the tefias ayin the color. What do you mean? Suma knows there's nobody's fool. They have compensating ways to determine what's right and what's wrong. They can't be fooled so easily. So Tosfos says, "Niminot lo luminos lo mikan mashma." The tzarach sheyakir hashliach shezeu abal v'zu b'yishto. You have to know they're giving the get to the right person. V'shem yesh l'chalik. The dafka suma shiochal atoso yesh locha shiosa shem yidu but yadu but if it's a right doesn't have to know but the ma'aser we don't hold the shem yesh l'chal you have to know not only have to know but the truma sadeshin says because this gemara yapna pishnei eidin can you imagine that just figure this one out two eidin have to be makir and this is the wife so if you have it you have it but the reality that I asked around what goes on really in the real world of best and I never saw this two eidin business. So first of all, the Pesachei Tshuva argues. Pesachei Tshuva in Sivkot Lamates quotes the Radvaz, Da'ato lohokel b'di'eved im ova v'nosnu lo ba'akoras krovim v'noshim. O afilu l'chadchila heichad hikim ishim iguna da b'chess atzchak samchina ha'akoras krovim v'noshim. In other words, the same as korov echad nosh isha achas. Doesn't mean plural. It's good enough to tell us originally the ha'akora. So too, when it comes to the giving of the get, initially I never saw the wife before, it's enough to have one person, Isha Karav, to be makir against the Ramah. Ramah is basically two percent. Pesachei Tshuva, Lamites. Lamites. Line two of today's Ramah comes. You'll see it afterwards. Lamites. Now, I asked what goes on in real about they didn't. So I was told, there's one Bezin in Muncie. The Bezin I've dealt with extensively, called the Bezin of Kol Rabbonim, but Landesman in the Muncie. That Bezin, what do they do? They do a trick. When the Shliach comes and gives the get to the wife, they never saw the wife. So the rabbi says, listen, go have a conversation outside. So you have a conversation outside, they talk about this, they talk about that, they talk about this. You spend time talking for 5 minutes. And then he walks in and says, do you know the wife? He says, yeah, sure, my old friend. I said, I already spent 5 minutes talking to her outside. This, I mean, sure I know the wife. So once that's considered a hakor. Talk that the other but they didn't don't even have that, they just sort of rush through. So it's a shot. What do an Eretz I don't know. Before it's Ramah, it's two Eidim. Yes.
But we said before that it happened by you for a kid, that was
when you were right at the get, that's different. The shliach rishon, now I'm saying, even shliach rishon, the shliach is giving the get to the wife.
Oh.
Is it right? And then we don't understand, never heard of it. How does it know it's giving to the right woman? That's
but,
what we're talking
about. What we were talking about before was just right in the get.
Right, correct. This is right, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes?
The basic function is, even if you can't reach shliach,
first of all, I think we're asking a tremendous question, Elvin. Tremendous question. It's about Eid Nasadayim, right? That's a Gemara getting in the first parak. I want sometime to hear to talk about it, but not today. But the Eid Nasadayim is very relevant because very often we have. I show you the Peturim. I don't know if we passed around any of those Peturim, but we didn't pass that around either. Never did that? Do I have that still in my pile over here? I'm not good with that. I have a pile of papers. I get them, I don't move them around. not in this parlor. Remind me tomorrow, I'll give it out to you. The Pturim have three bayonim signed. Most Batei Din, because they're short on people, have the same Eidim who signed the get. The Eidim Chesima, the Eidim Mesira, and the Eidim Aptur. That runs into a serious issue of Ein Eid Nasadayim. Because they're Eidim on the get, they become bayonim on the get. Is that allowed or not allowed? The meaning is they do it. There's a chazan ish about it. This is not so simple. But I can't talk about it today.
About
the Rabbanan, they're not so dying. I'm not, hey. This is the Rabbanan, it's not the Rabbanan. Hashem is not the Rabbanan.
I was just asking if having the Ayan Talmud serve the agent to say it. Does that fall into the category?
I don't think so, but I don't think they don't know either. They don't know either. I don't think so. Let's go on. Let's go a little further. I also found out, and very important, that Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, one of the super dayanim in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, he had the Shtar Harsha. You know what he did? He reinstituted Shlucha v'Shluach Shlucha. We read it in the Shulchan Aruch. Omitted in the standard Harsha. He put it back. Why? He deals a lot with Russians. You know, the Russians, everything's a chance of attack. It always could be tremendous. Chak, the ego, and it's terrible. So you often have to resort to a Shadiach Kabbalah. You can't have all these chummas that the Ramo put out when he was living in Krakow, whatever, living in one little shtetl, and then you can have chummas. When it comes to Russia, you can't have any chummas. So he put back in Shluacha or Shluach Shlucha. So here, one of my Tanit Rabbi Jack, anyone ever learned TABC, maybe had him as a Rebbe, maybe? He's a big Talmud Chacham, he does Gittin a lot. You know what he told me? Forget Russia. America for Shadiach Kabbalah. I said, why? This is what he told me, because Alosh. Well, there are feminists who object to the get process. They object to my chattel, what is it? They object to the get process. There's some feminists who are so stark in their feminism, they refuse to take the get, period. Nope. Under any conditions. So then, I have to marry a bond, what do we do about it? But there are others who say, listen, I don't mind taking a get, but not in person. I refuse to take it in person. What do you do? There's only one way out. Only one way out for them. It's like a b'china of Russia. You have to have a shliach l'kabbalah. There's no alternative. A shliach l'kabbalah. There's no alternative to do it. There's nothing else. So it's a big problem, Rabbi Osai. How do you do it? We saw that Rabbeinu Peretz is unhappy. Ashtar, Ashob, the Kuyemes, with all the Kedasa Kedin, Makri Kedin. So Rabbi Jackson knows what he does. So he had a case with one of the feminists, and she said, I'm not taking the get under any conditions. But if you make a shliach kabbalah, so Rabbi Jaffa went to visit her. There's two of the yeshiva guys there who were kosher yedis, and he said, "Are you appointing me as your agent to receive the get for you?" "Yes, Rabbi. I hereby appoint you in the presence of these two witnesses as my agent." Okay. So he went. Then they wrote the get, and the husband gave the get to the rabbi. But how do you know? That the rabbi is a shliach l'kabbalah? You have to have a shtashom, kuyemes, and all the kedatzah kedin. No, the eidim are there. The two eidim, the same two eidim who witnessed with their own eyes that the rabbi was appointed as a shliach l'kabbalah, they serve as a shliach, as the eidim is here also. That's mamash the Mishnah, dina Mishnah. Right? Befanenu kibel befanenu omar befanenu kibel v'kara. Exactly what they put to the Mishnah as the Tzadok Dalet. This is being done not in the communist countries, but in the feminist country. That's what he did. Ma'ish, ma'ish, and it says, save the situation. They run into it right away, he made him a shtivl kabbalah, and then he had two aid him with him, and they would say aid him with Sira, and then and that's all. That's good, you don't have any hashah at all, make it right then. Yes? Why do you need hashah? The whole event of Paris, the whole long shul to give up, what's the problem? The problem is, how in the world do we know that the shtivl kabbalah was in fact appointed? No one was there when she appointed him. So you have to write down a testimony, or either collect testimony that he was appointed and pass it on to the next town to the Bezin. But that requires writing. The writing has to be the Shtar Shom Mekuyemis. So you went to this terrible problem. The Shliach Kabbal travels from, my case is Boni. I wanted to go to travel from New York to Tel Aviv, New York to Shalayim. So how do we know that she's a Shliach Kabbal and she has a piece of paper? How the Bezin in Yerushalayim know the signature of the three rabbis here in New York? That's the problem. But if the two Adim before whom the Shliach Kabbalah was appointed would fly, hey, free trip, would fly with the Shliach Kabbalah to Yerushalayim and say, yeah, we're the winner, we were there. We saw, we were there when this person was appointed Shliach Kabbalah. That's the best thing of Yishnayim. Kill son of Yishnayim, maybe. Kavacham, they can accept as a Shliach Kabbalah. So usually the whole point of Shliach Kabbalah is that no one wants to travel. But they have to travel now, three people. So it's not worth it. But in this case, we're just traveling from one town in Jersey to the other. So it was just the feminist issue. Maisa Shahoy. Maisa Shahoy. It's a good question. So the answer is that you can always call up the Bezin of America and they have a file, and every tour has a number on it. And it's such a real, I forgot to bring it. I mean, I have it, I put things in an envelope. I have it somewhere. I'll show you. It has a file, it has a stamp. You know, it has a number. So you can always call it the Bezin, standing Bezin. I have a Petur, just this number, just this day. Fine. I think I have once told you the story. There's no Petur. I think this story. This is a frightening story. Unbelievable. A certain rabbi in the tri-state area. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. A certain get was supposedly given 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I don't know how long it was, but there's no record of the get. The wife has no record of it. There's no p'tur. There's nothing. There's no documentation whatsoever that the get was ever delivered to her. She says, yeah, she's not so sure. You know, she says, it's hazy, it's a long time ago. I said, super disaster. If you're dealing with get, they have to keep meticulous record. Every Masada Gittin has record. Masada Gittin don't have to have specific records. It doesn't make a difference, really. But Masada Gittin, you have to have perfect records, otherwise it's crazy. You know, if you kept in files, you know, and if there's maybe one, more than one copy, or a Xerox or something, in different files, because someone gets burned down. You have to have records. Responsible Rabbanim have records. I mean, any Rabbanim who are doing these things have records. And as a result, you can always clarify. You know, that's not a problem. Now, this to this though. We learned the sugya, which I thought was, I mentioned to him in the Tzadok HaChazara. I thought, never happens. This shall never happen. We don't have a Shnuf HaKabal at all. Guess what? Samach Gimel Amid Beis. All of a sudden, the sugya comes into real focus. Chatzera HaBol Yachamikan. Whoa. It's a machlokos. Rabbi Chanina. This chaz again. This really happened. Hey, no, Isha also shliach lekabel agitam yad shliach baila. Rabbi Chanina Amar Isha also shliach lekabel agitam yad shliach baila. Either because of the bizarre of the baal or chatzei rabol yacha mikan. This is a big problem. Bizarre of the baal, you can sometimes take care of by saying allowing the baal to let it get done. Chatzei rabol yacha is examined. Once the husband makes a shliach lealocha, and then who makes a shliach lekabela to get it from him, that's comparable to a chatzer, into which the husband placed the get belonging to a third party, and the woman bought it from a third party. That's tligitech. So it looks over here the same way. It looks exactly the same thing. a terrible thing. The Rashi explains, Lacha mikan, lacha shenosma abal get b'chotav shel acherim, kina also, tu lav gitlu, divina v'nosam biyoda, and nothing happened. So Rabbi Jachta told me what he did. He was very smart. He had himself appointed as a shliach l'kabbalah in advance. So if you're a shliach l'kabbalah in advance, you have no problem. Chatzeir b'alacha mikan is what came first. First, I was going to get the shliach l'kabbalah. Now you make a shliach l'kabbalah, so it's comparable to a shliach, get what's written, put into a third party chatzeir, and the woman acquired the chatzeir b'kinyan. That's comparable. That's because of that comparison, they made a gzera with the rabbanah. But if the shliach l'kabbalah is made first, no problem. Oh, b'zayin and the baal, also not, because the shliach l'kabbalah presents himself in up front. Hello, I'm the shliach l'kabbalah of your wife. If it's b'zayin and the baal, don't give it to them, don't give it. Right. So if it's a shliach of the husband, then you have to tell him, then you have to call him up and say, listen, I'm a shliach of the kabbalah, and the shliach is giving it to me. You're right, correct. Okay. Now, listen to this. I thought never. So it happened in this case. The machloek has had a paskin between Rav and Chanina. Two days had a paskin. Two days. What happened over here? A major situation happened. This is what happened. This is in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, the opening Siman. Whether a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah and she had shliach b'alah. It's unresolved in the Gemara. And unresolved in the Shulchan Aruch. What happened? Here's another amazing tshuva was sent to me. This tshuva was written in Tavshin Nun Gimel in Milwaukee. Mem Yud Lamed Vav Vav Aleph Kuf Yud. Milwaukee. You ever know who that is? In Wisconsin. Okay. The very chashuv rav in Milwaukee, Rabbi Senderovic. That's Rabbi Rapp's uncle. He's the Rebbe's uncle. Big, tremendous Talmud Chacham. The whole, this is an amazing story. It really happened. It was a get, it was written, it was signed, give it to Shliach L'Halacha, to give it to the wife. And it was all agreed. She backed out. I'm not coming to Bezin to take the get. Don't come to me and give me the get. I have nothing to do with it. Feminism, whatever. I have nothing to do with it. But she's not opposed to divorce. This is what she said twice on the telephone. If you want to get, do it yourself. It's in English. If you want to get, do it yourself. They've already been divorced in the civil court. She is not observant. And according to her husband, she already had a boyfriend. She already separated from her boyfriend. And can you do get zikui? And if so, how? So I quote Rav Moshe, I looked it up, it's true. Chelek Alas Makuf Lamates. You can certainly do a get zikui. Why? She's already divorced in secular court. Right? Once she's divorced in secular court, then it's considered to be a schus. And she here in principle she's agreeing to the get. So she doesn't want to be an active partner in it. But how do you do it? Okay, so that's assumption number one, especially if you suppose it was Mazana. But how do you do it? Why is it chus for her to be divorced now? She's already divorced in secular court, so she's not coming back to the husband. She's probably over in a Saras and Dibris on a pretty regular basis. No, so it's a chus for her to get divorced.
Why is it secular divorce help?
No. That's Rav Moshe. You can argue Rav Moshe. Look it up. Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamates. Once they're divorced, secondly, it's already fine. That's what he assumes.
Is the point of secular divorce or the point that she's necessarily going
both? Both. Rav Moshe says it's just plain secular court, enough.
She would not go back to her husband
after? She's not allowed. She ain't gonna do it. I'm not she's not allowed. She's already divorced secondly, that's it, finished. But how do you do it? Now listen carefully. How are you gonna arrange this get? For the husband to give the get to someone, X, who will be mizokeh, for the wife, cannot be done. You know why?
Why can't it be that? Who knows why? You have to be a bucket getting to this. You have to be a bucket to something to get. We didn't learn this yet. Anybody know? Figure it out. They wrote a get, gave it to a shliach, and the shliach is supposed to give the get to the wife. Now the wife backs out, so you have to give the get to X. A new person is going to be the mezocha, the get on behalf of the woman. Can you give the get, can the man himself take the get back to the shliach halacha and give it to the X, to Mr. X? Can't be done. You know why it can't be done? To get mukdam. What's to get mukdam mean? It was dated already a week ago when it was, and now it's a problem. So the Gemara says mefurish here in the second parak that if a get is sent from quote unquote from Medina Sayam, is sent from one place to another, presumably it means to a shaliach, then it's kol yisrei, right? Here, take a look over here in Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I'll show you for a minute. Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Look at Yud Ches Amud Aleph. On the end of the third line. Okay, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gitin Aboyam Ibdina Sayam, the Michtabi Venisin of the Lomot of Tishrei. It takes 6 months to get there with the Pony Express. The long day of the mails were slow. Right? Ma'awilu Chachamim Betakonosam. What good is the takana of zman? Well, we're not going into the details about it. Payrus is nus, Rashi says. Either way, you're not going to be able to tell that the date is from 6 months ago. Answer the Gemara Amalei, Hano kola islahu. What does that mean? A get which is sent to a shliach has a kol, and therefore, with respect to his nus and payrus, the reasons for the takana, she's going to have to bring a proof to exactly when it was given to her, and the date will not be meaningful. So therefore, whenever it gets given to a shliach, it doesn't have to be given the same day as it was written. Obviously, you know, how are you going to get there so fast? Even today, we all have a modern technology. You send a get from the New York to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to New York, even harder. You're not going to get there the same day. I don't know which one's harder. But either way, it's going to be hard to get there on the same day until you get to the best. So it's unlikely, right? It's unlikely. So no problem, give it to a shliach. But now, if the husband takes back the get to give it to X, it's going to be zochah for the wife who says, do it yourself, it's going to be kind of a problem of get muktam. Because if the husband's giving it himself, it's a get muktam problem. So it has to be done through the shliach. Okay. The boy said, who's the shliach giving it to? In effect, who's the person to whom the shliach is giving it? In effect, what is he really? No, the wife says, do it yourself. We're appointing someone to be zocha the get for the wife. The wife didn't appoint him. But we have a schus, zocha la shalafah, let's get zikud. So what is that person really, conceptually, what is that person? We went right into what? What do we run into? Nu? Ein ha'isha osa shliach v'kabala gita miyad shliach baila, rav. Well, the rabbi, it's no good. 2 days in the mechaber. The mechaber doesn't determine which is right. So in effect, what's happening over here is the shliach l'alacha was appointed, right? And now the shliach l'kabal is being appointed, not formally by her, but by someone on her behalf, zach tzavafanav. So you run into the problem of Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rabbi Senderovic and Milwaukee is worried about. How do you handle this? Yes. Shem Shem B'Zoya and the Baal is not a problem. The Baal's there, he said, you mind, I don't mind, that's no problem. The problem is the other way. Chatzera bolo yachamikan. What do you do with that? That's the problem. That's what this tribe discusses. Write it again, I guess. Not, I don't think it's going to help you. Write it again.
Right,
new get, new shliach, the Kabbalah appointed afterwards. I guess, new shliach halacha for that. You're right, I guess you could have done it. Correct? Elliot's right. To write a new get and appoint a new shliach halacha, that could be done. But you know, a new get, we try to avoid it. Maybe the husband doesn't want it. Let's see what he says. Hold on 1 second. He doesn't discuss the problem of a new get. I guess a new get would solve all the problems, but he, you know, it's not so easy to do for whatever reason. It's hard to do, whatever my reason.
But he quotes a fantastic tshuva over here from the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim. Oh, one more thing. Here's where our nusach comes back to haunt us. In the nusach it says over here, right, the Shara Rishona, so what? I'm going to give the get la. Doesn't say slucha or sluach slucha, as we pointed out before. The Rav Moshe is bothered in the tshuva. Gevalt, isn't that a pain in the Baal? He wanted to get to be given doctor to her, not to a shliach or to her zoche. So Rav Moshe is a chiddush. No. The guy who signs that the husband doesn't know his head from his toe. He's going along with instructions. If you would have had him down in the chemist form, which said shloh, shlucha, shlucha, he would have signed that. And now has this form, he would have signed that. He doesn't know what it is. He has no real kapeda. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Plus, you can call him up. That's
all. In this case, he's doing the show.
Right, if the Baal is around, if the Baal's not around in this case, I'm not sure where he is. Right, exactly. Well, it's only about that, if I can.
It sounds like it doesn't mean anything then, if we can always just say the Baal doesn't care anyway.
No, it means something. But here you want to say the Baal said shluch, it said law, it didn't say shlucha, shlucha, shlucha. So the fact that he left it out, does that indicate he's upset? Only law? So Rav Moshe writes what's true. He wrote law because they said right law. It was never brought up shlucha, shlucha, shlucha. The fact that they took it out, I didn't cause that with a pen. It was taken out by the printer. But if the printer of the Bezdin of America, that's the minute this man is there, we don't stick with Kabbalah. But, you know the truth is, if I had my druthers, I'd have him put it back in again. My guess is this case, it's not the first or last case in history. We have to go get zikud. So this chara is no good for a get zikud. Because it doesn't say l'shlucha. I'm upset, I should change it, go back to Abzam Nechem's nusach. The shlucha nach nusach. We got so smart, we took it out. We're so smart. We outsmarted ourselves. I didn't say shluch, shluch. That I didn't say. That's already a mealy shadow. But say la shluch. I'll make a compromise with you. The mechaber says la shluch, shluch, shluch. We'll take out the shluch, shluch. It's probably a typo. And leave it in shluch.
Why did you take
out shluch? I don't know. You know why they took out shluch? There's a regular master shluch. We saw that.
Yeah.
But why take out the option? I would put it back in again. Up to me, I'd put it back in again. So over here, I'm going to change the lines. And here I want to put back in shlucha. Okay,
so I want. You might then go reserve this battle. If you appointed a shlucha law, then she would appoint a shlucha. It would leave the option open for her appointing a shlucha law after that.
You're promised to tell her that. A very serious child. It is a serious child. I'm not saying it's not a child. First of all, I mean, it's a machlekas. A machlekas 2 days in the mechaba. At least have 1 day in the mechaba to rely upon. And chatzeh is only exempt with the rabbanon. So at least the get be kashim with the rice. So there's no other choice. Give a get which is kosher with the rice, and avoid that has avoiding a serious adibris mamish. But if there's the rice, still better than nothing. Yes, sir. Question. Gebuchtum, you have no problem. Gebuchtum, you have something. Chas v'shalom. Gebuchtum is possible.
No, why? Before you raise this.
If you give a get to a shliach, there's no din of gebuchtum. That's the gemara on Afyut Ches. That's the gemara for Rashi's.
In this case, right?
Oh, this case.
Yeah.
So you have to give it to the shliach. But how do you give the shliach? What do you do with the chatzir lachmika? That's the problem. So here he quotes an amazing chiddush. First, this is Rav Moshe b'shas b'mokom igun wants to be make like Rabbi Chanina at the first day in the mechaber. So the Beis Shmuel says. But after all, they are on Shulchan, not so sure which day. We should be Baruch Shulchan, so we should be Chosh for the second day. So you're stuck. So here he came up with an amazing Bekiyas from the famous Sanzerov, the Divrei Chaim. You heard of Sanzerov? Everyone knows. You heard of Kloisenberg? You heard of Bobiv? They all come back to Halberstam. They come back from the Divrei Chaim. The Chaim Halberstam was the Divrei Chaim of the Gedolei Hador in Halacha, aside from the Chassidus. It was like the Gedolim and Halacha. It's Tshuva and Gvos, all kinds of things. It's Tshuva and Gittin. Look what he says. The time of Chatzera Habol Yachem Ikan writes to the Rechayim, Lo Shayach in this case. Look what he says. I'm giving you the reasoning. The Ve'emes Lo Aso Ha'isha Shliach Beferish. A genius, Divrei Chaim. He says, where is there a problem of Chatzer Lacha Mikan? If a man appointed a Shliach Lo Locha,
And the next week, a woman appoints a shliach of the Kabbalah. That's no good. Look at the shliach of the Kabbalah. But what will happen if the woman didn't appoint anybody? What did she say? If you want to get it, do it yourself. She didn't appoint anybody. But we say it's a chusla. When's it's chusla? From the moment of the civil divorce, already it's chusla. Certainly from the moment she was had his boyfriend, it's a chusla. Okay, which happened before the get was written. So in effect, Rabbi Osai, in effect, it's considered to be a chus for her even before the get was ever written. And although, I'm going to open some windows. And although we may have a designated a particular individual as the quote-unquote shliach l'alacha until later, but the fact shliach kabbalah, thank you, until later, but the principle, the Divrei Chaim says, was considered a schus for her from long before. From long before. He says, if, and he explains Divrei Chaim's words, this the Muvokar wrote. He says that if you make a shliach l'kabbalah mamish, you appoint it, it's like kansa chatzel. But zikui, she lo minta shliach, rakshu shlucha mitam diskusula, even before. So that's all good. So he says it's good. Then he adds two more sodom. Two more. Rav Sandarov of Shalita. Two more. One, he says. Even if it wouldn't have been a schus until now. Let's say the civil divorce came, or the znus came, after the get was written. After it was written. And after the shliach halacha was appointed. Still okay. Why? Because again, there's no minui. There's no meaning at all, he wants to suggest. Not only the fact that the zechiah came earlier, before the shliach halach. Even if the zechiah came later, but you don't need a minui, it cannot be compared to a chatzah b'achal mikah, the woman is actually purchasing a chatzah. Here, there's no minui, so therefore he wants to be made. Reason number two. Zone reason. Reason number three from the Marasham. The Marasham is a stav chodesh. Bizman hazeh, lo gazvina, mishum chatzeh v'achamikan. You know why? Kevin to get, I had a shliach l'kabbalah, who milsu the lo shchicha. Because the Ramos, we don't do it. Lo shchicha lo gazvim barabon. That's a chidish neiru. I would never have said this. I was gazvim originally. That's unbelievable. Rabbi Jach has a foot on the side. Avo, bizman hazeh. Ulai, bizman hazeh. Ulam, bizman hazeh. I can't my hand right. I can't his hand right. My eyes are big. Ulam, bizman hazeh. Get zikui who ochain milsa de shchicha never. For the chain hadrik zeres chatzer balachamika. You think that nowadays, unfortunately, there's so much get zikui, there's so much going on around in the world that we live in, there's so much get zikui. Because the woman is not from, and she goes out with a boyfriend, and she's already been civilly divorced, and he's doing her a favor. So now it became at the milsa de shchicha, so you think the Marsham's logic shouldn't apply. So leave that one out. Even without that tzveya, big kiddush, a kiddush noyer. Who cares now? It's not shir. It's shir then, and the gzeres and kamo, the pashas. So that's what he writes. Says Rav Sandarovic, one more nakuda. L'ravcha de milsa, he says. L'ravcha de milsa. Look, you know what we can do? Let's do as follows. Make a new minui. Make a new minud. Be mamane. Be mamane. One second. A shliach all over again. Make a new minud. But then he says, don't undo the old minud. Why? He's afraid. If you make a new minud, not in the day of the Ksivas Aget, you're going to run afoul of the prophet, and believe it or not, of Get Muktam. Unbelievable. In other words, when I write a Get on a particular day, and on that same day, I appoint a Shliach Le'olach, and then he goes to Medina Siam 6 months away, call his way. But if that Shliach Le'olach is bottled, and I get a new Shliach Le'olach on a different day, according to some Poskim, you run into a problem of Get Muktam again. This is the end of the Chumash. You have, you make an extra minute, but don't foul the first minute. The same guy. Same guy, I'm appointing you again. I think maybe because it's paid as a foul. I'm sure that, yes. Hold on. Rafa de Milsa. You didn't know Mino, he says. can't hurt. But don't let Lulu over. If you want, I'll leave this copy for you. Very fascinating, too. So I thought we learned the sugya. It never happened. Look at this. It happened in real life. It happened, and apparently it's happened more than once. Yeah. Aruch HaShulchan. Is it on my desk? I don't see it. Is it here? Aruch HaShulchan? Maybe either on my desk or on the shelf. No, in the basement. I think it's there. Unless I put it back. Unless I'm in the office. I don't know where it is. I have it somewhere. Yeah. A new mina. I think he's talking about kapeda de bal. This is in order that it should be done. No kapeda. You have a new formal mina. Okay. We spoke before about how you would divorce a woman if the shliach is the husband's in Houston and the wife's in Lubán, and never the twain shall meet. And no one's going to take the trip from Houston to Lubán, Russia in 1920. How do you do it? We got to say shliach shame. Comes on the Aruch HaShulchan, doesn't like it. This is a joke, he says. It's a joke. When the rabbi in Houston appointed the shliach in Houston, the shliach Rishon, and says, the husband appoints in front of the rabbi, I'm appointing you as a shliach to give the get to my wife, and if you want, you can make a shliach shein. Oh, thank you. So that's what we do. Halacha l'maaseh, that's what we do. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's a cause of the chucha, tlula, merzik, and shikra. He's very much upset with this system. It's also the Ma'am Bekomos. Sif, son of Beis, through son of Dalet. And Simon Kuf Ma'amal. Aruch HaShulchan thinks this is a farce. He says, people do this way. The Lord here the cloud of cloud. The Kevin Shabbal Yodea the Birur. The Gamashliach Shalal Yodea. Shem Bedaito cloud the whole of Gedim Mokal Misha. Ulamosullah. Look, the guy in Houston had no intention of traveling to Lubán. Right? Ein lecha mirzi kishikra yosem izeh. Ve'enzel haharu karama v'yalma. And he's very much upset. And umdana, he never really meant it. He can't go that far. And ha'ech nismach kagala piputle devorim. It's a terrible thing. We know it's not going to happen. We shouldn't allow it. After saying all this, he says in parentheses, after all his protestations, he shouldn't do it, he's cognizant of the fact Minig Yisrael is against him. They do it. The answer was no. Since it says in the document itself, he writes profanity in the document. The Baal said to the shliach, what did he say? Hola ketel ishti, and give it to her. And your hand's like my hand. But then he says the next line. I'm giving you a shush to make a shliach instead of you, even shalom b'fonav, even through the mail, and to 100 shluchim. I feel the below onus. So that's written in the document itself. So, who cares that we all know in advance that's what's going to happen? And option number one of him giving it to the wife herself is not going to happen. So what? As long as it's written b'feresh in the get, this option that can make another shliach, it's not considered a mechzik shikra. It's not a chucha tlu, not a joke. It's for real. There's a theoretical chance of giving it to the wife, and then a more likely chance that she'll make another shliach, give it to the wife. So the Aruch HaShulchan's pit book no one accepts. I was told, I think that Rabbi Jachter wrote this in one of the Beis Yitzchaks. I wrote down what year it was, but I don't have it with me. I think Tov Shin Nun, I forgot. You can look it up in the Pesach Abata. He wrote on the various minhagim of Siddiqit. He wrote that there's one bezin in the world that follows Aruch HaShulchan. One. Used to follow. So what's that? It's Rabbi Savitsky in Boston. I'm no longer alive for many years, no?
Yeah.
15 years ago, is that true? So apparently, that's what he was told. That bezin used to follow Aruch HaShulchan. He's a Litvak or something. He had a Kabbalah from Aruch HaShulchan. Nobody else follows that. Nobody. The Aruch HaShulchan is no shliach, none of his business. Shliach Rishon, Shliach Sheni. It's a farce. Because we know in advance that Shliach Rishon is not going to give the get to the wife. So what kind of joke is this? So what did he do? So what did he do? Aruch HaShulchan. He was anything. You guarantee one thing. Aruch HaShulchan was not going to passel up the Minig Olam without giving an altar to the Jewish. He was not going to make agunas on every woman in Lubán whose husband was in Houston. Chatzis, you know the Aruch HaShulchan. You know it's not going to happen. He had a different solution. What was the solution? This is the solution, interesting solution. You know what you do, he says? Take the get in Houston, write, be Mekayim the get, do a kiyum, piece of paper. But Mekayim the get, this get is authentic, the signature are authentic, and it's best besides it, everything's authentic. If you Mekayim the get,
Okay, and you write Hashem Mekuyemes also. A get Mekuyem v'Hashem Mekuyemes, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no need before a Nechta, before a Nechta. There's no need before a Nechta, before a Nechta. Why? We pass like rubber. You have knows the basis of base. What's the problem before a Nechta? Why? Either because of what? Shema, rabba, we don't pass him. Or rabba, Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimel. But he already has a Kiyum. There's a Kiyum I guess, and a Kiyum I show. There's no need for Kiyum anymore. No need for Kiyum anymore, so therefore, there's no problem. It's like the Gemara is not based. Dafsiu betray. There's two people walking with carry the get, not one, but two, which slept from place to place, so then you don't need a before and after. Here you also, you have a get Mekuyum, a Shom Mekuyemes. Solve the world's problems. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Do a Kiyama get and a Kiyama Ashur in Houston, Texas, and send the whole thing in the mail to Luban, Russia. Interesting. I looked at the small print in Aruch HaShulchan. He says two different things. In one place he says, Hashur Mekuyemes. Another place he says, get Mekuyem v'Hashur Mekuyemes. It's amazing. In Siv Samav Dalet, all he writes is, what do you do? The Ein Tzarech. What do you do, therefore? What do you do? Yemana shliach shememokom meisha. There's a guy in the Baal will appoint a shliach in Luban. He's in Texas. Ve'in tzarach kan amir tfanech tfanechem. Why? Kevin sheish ha'shom mekuyemes. Right? And how will the bezin in Luban know what the signature of the bezin in Houston looks like? You know what he says? They should start a correspondence. Pen pals. So he writes, pen pals. And the Bezin in Houston should start writing letters to the Bezin in Luban. Cover of Moshe Feinstein, who bought Bezdino. We know there's a case of a divorcee, and there's a man is in Houston, the woman is in Luban. They write back and forth, you want to do this. And he writes back, and they write back, and they write back. You write back and forth enough time, you recognize the signatures. That's what he says. It may take a long time until they go back and forth. Okay. But you write express mail. That's what he says. Why is Hashem Mekuyem at the end of Siv Samach Dalet? In Siv Samach Beis, he seems to be more meticulous. He says, what do? They write letters back and forth. They write letters back and forth. Okay? And then what do you do? And then what do you do? And then what do you do? You have a get, and you have a Hashem. Quote, look at this now. Va'bezdin mekaimim osam. What is osam? Plural. Get and the hashah. Get and the hashah. So you acquire a kiyum on both. Kavish is actually up. I know I'm going to get this guy and the kiyum the chosama. And the Bezin has to write the correspondence before they'll recognize the signatures. So you have the get and the hashor of the kiyum. So he writes. So I was wondering, well, which one is it? You need a kiyum on the get also, or is there enough a kiyum on the hashor? Which one is it? Which one is it? So there's a Ramah here in some Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph. Incidentally, there's an incidental point. There's a big issue. This happens in the best of us in America. You know they make the shliach? In the most cases in which the husband writes a get, and he makes a shliach, and the wife's not around, she's going to come an hour later, she can't stand looking at him. I'm going to tell you the case before. Who is the shliach lo'olach? You know who he is? The sofer himself. There's a major problem with that. What's the problem? What's he going to say? B'fonei nichta, b'fonei nichta. It was written in front of me. He wrote it. So kasafti b'fonei nichta. As he's changing the text. There's a whole pisken shiv aleph. Right? What do you do? So the meaning that we have is he says, I've witnessed it myself. B'fonei nichta, u'b'fonei nichta, ani kasafti. So you leave the original text intact because it's a little bit melzik a shik going before night. He writes it as a fish. Anika Safdiv, he has to put that at the end. That's the meaning we have. Why they insisted on the surfer being the
Shliach, I don't know, maybe he's the most convenient guy, he knows the dinner the best, he's around all the time. That's what's done in our best very often. Okay, so you say the four right words. As I pointed out to the Shema, right? The guys there, we're in the middle. The kids are here since you already said the right word. You added two at the end, not going to parcel it. That's what we do. Anyway, let me go back over here. So, listen to this. So, we said like this. It says as follows. Yesh amin. Din yesh le shliach harsha le kosaba mi heim eide aget. Is that mikri niskayim b'chol samo? V'im kein ashliach tzarach lama b'far nechta b'far nechta. V'yesh chokin. V'amam da hashal o mikri kiyum. V'chein noegin. V'shliach o b'far nechta b'far nechta. At v'sheyesh lo hashal v'ein l'shanus. Here's the issue. Took me a while to realize what's going on. That Ruch HaShulchan is sort of fudging it over here in Kufman Aleph, because in Kufman Bey is the whole machlekes. If you have hashal m'kuyemes, and not a get m'kuyem. Is that enough or not enough to avoid the problem of having said before and before and since it's 2 days to Ramah, the Ruch HaShulchan in Kuf Mem Aleph is sort of fudging it a little bit. I thought, let me go look up and see what he says in Kuf Mem Beis. That's what I looked up to. That's the last Maramukam of the this first part of the sheet, which if you have a chance to look up afterwards, if not, you can start the new Maramukam, which is a new parak. And that's the Kufman Beis, where this Ramah is found. Aruch HaShulchan has what to say here too. He has what to say in Siv Zayin. He'll try get Mekuyam Kedin Bebezin Vada in Tzarech Lom Befon Anechtav Kevin Shamiri Bemokam Kiyum Ukfon Eskayim Ufizei Eshomim Tekshesh Lashliach HaShah Tekoshet Bo Mihem Edei HaGet Is that Mekuyam Eskayim Bechosomov? Enough! It's enough! And it tells you to look in the Mordechai. Take a look, everyone, I can see things inside. The Mordechai Siman Tough Tests. Okay, we're just going to read a line. Tough Tests. Rabbi Simon, please look inside. Siman Tough Tests. Everyone see it? Siman Tough Tests. The very beginning of Perek HaOmer. This is about, let's see, more than halfway down the tough test. How can I tell it to you? The word va'od, if you see tough yud, which is four lines from the bottom, go up in there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 lines above that, you see where I'm starting from. Above top where it says tough yud. V'od, the imyesh lochasimas bezin, the edim. Maybe we have this problem all the time with brackets and parentheses. Right? If you have chasimas bezin, the edim. Sam ebi gevdin, it's yam. Amay tzor loma for nechta before nechta. Amay tzor loma. I feel the bear to throw inami osi balamara matzor kim chosamov wika chasimas edim ubezin fin kain lo yatzor kim chosamov. That's the parentheses. In the brackets, it's in a different style. But it's basically saying the same thing. And the impression conveyed from here is that it's enough to have a kim on the harshah. Well, it's not so clear. But that's just where it discusses this issue, at least in principle. Says the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. He says the Ramaz Yesh Cholkim is a Chumrah B'Yalma. It's a Chumrah B'Yalma. It's true. I mean, it's not he says it. It's the Pesachet Shuvah, he says it. It's a Chumrah B'Yalma. The Beis Shmuel says it in the Sivkot Mem Dalet, Kufrem Aleph. And the Pesachet Shuvah says it's a Chumrah B'Yalma, but we should try to keep it. Be Mekayim the Get. They ripped up the Get. No problem. You can be Mekayim ripped up Get. Not ripped up the shreds. They put in a kerab business, you shouldn't collect the ksuba. We spoke about it the meaning as one of the four reasons you shouldn't make a laz. But everything's still recognizable. You can still read it. You can still see the signatures. You can kindly write the sikkun vav even after it's been already ripped, a pellet. But it's only a chumra b'yalma, says the Pesachet Shuvah, to be the kind to get. He quotes from the Beis Shmuel from earlier. So forget the chumra b'yalma. We don't need the chumra b'yalma.
The truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan and Ches says there's no machlokas. There's no machlokas at all. There is no machlokas. We think it's a machlokas. There's no machlokas whatsoever. Why? Because the only time, it's like this. If the Hashah is mekuyemes, you certainly do not need a kiyam aget. If the Hashah is not mekuyemes, you certainly do need a kiyam aget. No machlokas. Rambo made a mistake, he said. If you look back on the earlier sources, claims, Aruch HaShulchan, you'll see. If the Hashah is mekuyemes, no need for a kiyam aget. If it's not mekuyemes, there is need for a kiyam aget. So if you mekayim the Hashah, l'chol ha'deis, there's no need for a kiyam aget. Ad kan, he says. But the truth is, I don't think it's correct. So I looked it up in the Darkei Moshe, which is the source of the Ramos usually, in Sukkot and Beis. He quotes in the Rivosh, and this is what he says. We're afraid, Chas V'Shalom, that the get was lost, was burned, and this is a forgery. We're afraid that this get is a forgery. And therefore, having a key in Maharsha is not going to help. It's not going to help. So Rav Pesach can say, we're not afraid of this forgery. We're not afraid of this forgery. Why? Because when is a claim of a forgery accepted? The Baal said, I never sent to get my life. It's a complete forgery. Start off, it's crazy. That's an acceptable time in Bezin. But if the Baal admits, doesn't have to admit, the Baal is forced to admit by the Hashem Mekuyemes that he did send to get. Now when the Baal comes and says, I sure sent to get, but not this one. This is a forgery and the original was burned up or lost. That's a far-fetched claim that we can reject. I repeat, that's what we assume in halacha. It's against Aruch HaShulchan. We assume that there is a chashash the Ramo has, even in a case where there is a hashav mekuyemes. Namely, we're afraid that the get was burned up or lost is a different get. But lemais, it's a chumrah bi'alma only, because it's implausible. You sent a get, which you admit, you must admit, because it's a hashav mekuyemes. They're going to claim that that was lost, this is another one. That's too implausible, too far-fetched for us to take it seriously. On the other hand, if this no Hashem, and the husband Sam says, I the whole thing's a forgery after that base, he's believed to be Ma'ara. That's what I need, before I nechtav or I get for you. That's what the seems to emerge from the Ramon himself in the original source. The Ramon doesn't say the Chumrah Ma'amah, the Ramon just says it in the din. He says, Yesh Chalkim Va'omin, Tashol O'Mikikim, the Kiyam on the get itself. So the Pistek Shuvah says, Ayin Be'Shmuel, Chumrah Bi'amah Amara Rivosh. So the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to say it's not even a chumrah. He only said that it's not mekuyem. Yeah, the chori is wrong. On that point, the chori is wrong. So you have to, you'd have to require a get mekuyem and a hashah mekuyem. It's okay, do it. But lemaisa, nobody does this anymore. We all never did, except for the one bezin maybe in Boston. We send the shliach sheni. We're mekayim the hashah, we're not mekayim the get. And the shliach rishon in the bezin lefanenechtam. And then it's written in our Shah, and it's Shliach Bezin and me. That's how we handle the situation. That's Lamaisa, what's done in these circumstances. Okay. Now, before we end, I want to say, mention one more Nekudah. A side point, if you will. On Chav Tesimid Bey, which is on the Ma'am HaKomerson last time, there's a very important Gemara. We're going to discuss some of the intricacies and lumpness of it, what comes out of it tomorrow, but just a small point. I think it's my own chiddush, but I think it's relevant to other areas of halacha as well. On Chav Tesim and Beis, the discussion, one shliach makes another shliach. Right? That's a sugi over here. That's a famous Mishnah on the Beis, right? I may be getting to say, Yam, Vachola, also shliach with Bezin, or Mishalko, or Mulafame for Nephilim for Nechtam, then shliach Achman Tzorch, Shavu for Nechtam, and Omer shliach Bezin, and he already pointed out. Does he have to have seen him before an Echlav, or even if it isn't, it was written to him? That's what we spoke about before. So the Gemara's whole discussion over here, towards the end of the narrow lines. But the Gemara says, Omer Ravashi, the last eight narrow lines. In Meis Rishon, Bat Lukula. The first year of Tzar, they were Bat. Omer Mar Baravashi. Look at this chutzpah. Ha the Abba de Katnusahi. This is what you call my father was in his youth. Imagine this. The son is saying, my father couldn't have held this in his old age. He would have certainly never held this. So, but he's quoted. He was in his youth. He didn't know so well then. This is a little strange. It's a bit strange. No? But what can you do? Truth. Truth is truth. That's what he says. This is Kadnusi. Right? Ilu meis baal. Midi Mashasha Isfu. If the husband would die, would there be any power to the whole string of shluchim? No, it's a rhetorical question. No. So kulu mikalach man kasu, mikalach baal kasu. They're all coming from the husband. Isa the baal, isna the kulu, less than the baal, less than the kulu. So if the husband appoints Reuven, and Reuven appoints Shimon, and Reuven dies, Ravashi thought it's no good, and Ma'ab Ravashi says it is good. Why is it good? Because ultimately they're all getting their power from the husband himself. The husband's alive, so Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you tell to Binyamin, can all be good? If the husband dies, then they're all no good. But if the intervening shluchim die, it's of no consequence. So says Ma'ab Ravashi, and he assumes that what his father said to the country was said in his youth before he figured it out properly. That's what it says. There was a discussion in the, if you look at the Pesukei Tshuva, Mem Beis, he discusses the issue of, could the first one be Mevatel the second one? And the Torah's Gittin says, look at the Mechaber writes in Sif Mem Beis, that if the second one dies, the first one can take the get back and give it to the woman. So you see the what? You see that the first one is still around. He hasn't canceled himself out completely. He's still around. So the question is, can he then cancel the second shliach? I remember that's an interesting question. But what do you see from all this? One thing is clear, that the second guy is a shliach of the Baal himself. We don't view the second guy as a shliach of the first. Whether the first guy has the right to, obviously he's the one who appointed him, and maybe he has the right to cancel him, perhaps, but in any event, ultimately we view the second guy as a shliach of the Baal and of the Baal exclusively. The Baal's alive is good, even the shliach died. The shliach, if the Baal died, it's no good, even if the first shliach is alive. That's the Gemara Furush. So what do you see? That if A tells B to do something, if B tells C to do something, it's really A and C are involved. B is just sort of a courier. He's not really involved. He's just sort of an in-between man. So I thought, in my humble opinion, we could take lessons from this in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not kidding around. In Hilchos Shabbos, I have a case sometimes as follows. A man's working in the stock market. Let's say the stock market is open. And he has a client named Jones. Jones says, I'm told this happens frequently, that if the price of the stock goes up or down to a certain point, buy it or sell it on. Such a thing exists. Bid, but yeah. It's a problem on Yontif. It's a problem for selling on Yontif. It's not so simple. Good. Jones. So this stockbroker, of course, is sitting in Shul Yontif. He's not coming in, but he has Smith. Jews named Smith. He has O'Malley. He has working in his office. Okay, O'Brien. O'Brien works in his office. So Jones wants to sell O'Brien a stock, and O'Brien is just in the office. But the middle guy between them is Cohen. Right, so what's it then? So I was thinking, based upon, believe it or not, this come on, get it. That's what I thought of. Hey, he's just in between. O'Brien is carrying out the orders really from Jones. Even though O'Brien never met Jones, only Cohen was the in-between guy, I thought he's not doing anything. So it seems to me that if this sale goes on Yontif, that Cohen is out of the picture. Yeah, but I don't think it applies to this case. In my opinion, it's of Shlichus, Shlichus and Achel Chumra, and it wouldn't apply. I know, but that's the total of Shlichus. I don't think it would apply. That's why I wanted to say, in the Shabbos, based on this command, give me chav tesam and base. Shine. On both sides, I have to stop. Now, one second, but I don't want you to stop. I saw yesterday when the guys got kicked out of the base medrash, it was very bad. We're learning in the hallway, no good. So if I make the following recommendation to the old commission, so you sit and learn about smother until 1 o'clock. Until then, the base medrash is all yours. At 1 o'clock, come back here and have a mincha, and then we'll eat lunch, and then you can have the rest of the day free. But you have now almost 2 hours, either if you want to go over what we spoke about the Shia today, or if you want
Start new Ma'amakramis, starting from the Mishnah in the next parak. Or if you want, you take the Bechina. If someone wants the Bechina, you catch me on the way, I'll give it to you. Okay? Tomorrow she is at the regular time.